The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi, I'm Paula Palma, and this is the Plant Babies podcast. You can find the Plant Babies blog at plantersplace.com. Today's podcast is about perfecting your pothos. Pothos are a classic plant, and they seem to be more popular these days than ever before. My first pothos was a trooper. It lived for 3 years in a dimly lit spot on top of a bookshelf. At the time, I didn't know much about houseplants. I was just happy to see vines trailing down my shelf. Eventually, it grew sparse and lanky, and when I took it down to repot it, I discovered that the top of the pot was bare, the leaves were limp, and the soil had mushrooms. I had no idea that the plant had been struggling all that time. It looked decent to me. Pothos, or epipremnemoriums, are forgiving plants. They tend to look good even when they're stressed, and they bounce back easily. So provide the right light, the right growing conditions, and you'll have a lush, glossy, fast-growing pothos that lasts for years. Here's my tips for perfecting your pothos. So I'd like to note that the tips I'm about to give you are for the more common varieties, like Jade, Golden, Marble Queen, Neon, and even Hawaiian, which I keep seeing in stores lately, so I assume that it is becoming more widely available. There are different pothos varieties that have a little bit more variegation, like a Manhula pothos or Pearls and Jade, and I find that those tend to be a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more fragile, but these tips are for the most common varieties of pothos that you can find in any kind of big box plant store. So first off, give them more light than you think. Pothos are marketed as low-light plants, and we often unknowingly deprive epipremnums by placing them in dark corners or away from windows because of this. This is especially true for pothos on shelves because they lack overhead light. This lack of top lighting causes sparse vines and thin growth at the base of the pot. The plant that I had on top of my bookshelf, it must have been just about maybe 2 feet away from the ceiling. It was a pretty tall bookshelf. So I just didn't make the connection at the time in my mind that this plant would not receive light from above, which is pretty unnatural. For a full lush plant, make sure it receives light from all angles. And if that's not possible, you can rotate your plant in and out of a shelf spot every few months. So I completely understand if you've got that perfect spot that you need to fill on the shelf and you really want to have a nice trailing plant there, go ahead and do it. But give it a break, maybe when the seasons change or every few months, and just place it in a spot that's going to be a little bit more nourishing for that plant. Also, don't be afraid to give your epipremnum direct sunlight. Pothos love a few hours of direct morning sun. Just make sure to keep it out of hot summer sun. During most of the year, gentle direct sunlight will ensure good variegation, rapid growth, and create a nice leafy plant. I've found over the past couple years that here in Chicago, the south-facing windows have a lot of direct south-facing light, which I would never really put a pothos or a monstera in during the summer because that would be way too much. But in the winter, it's just perfect. It's more gentle sunlight. It doesn't last as long because the days are shorter. So that's been kind of my secret sauce for a lot of my tropical plants through the winter. Water on time. Epipremnums like humidity and moisture. So for fast growth and shiny leaves, water before your plant dries out. Watering frequency makes a big difference in the way your plant develops. Some people wait until the leaves look droopy to water, but this resuscitation style watering stunts growth, and I think it's kind of a form of repeated torture for your poor plant. So don't wait that long for big glossy leaves. Water just before your plant needs it. I recommend using the soil as a barometer instead of the leaves. If the top inch is dry, your soil, your pothos is probably ready for water. If it's a small pot, sometimes you can even just lift the pot. And if it feels very light, that's also a good indication that your plant is ready for water. If you can use rainwater, even better, because it gives your plant bigger, fuller leaves. Lastly, provide structure. If you've ever seen an Epipremnum in its native environment, it's pretty amazing. Their strong stems just wrap around trees and grow these big, giant leaves almost as big as dinner plates. So don't let your indoor pothos spill out of your pot without anywhere to go. They love a little direction. Epipremnums like to crawl, hang, or climb, but grow biggest when they climb. Provide structure with a trellis or a moss pole, and the leaf size of your pothos will expand to new heights. I personally prefer a trellis because I think they're easier to work with, but you can use any upright structure that will withstand the moisture without rotting or rusting. With a few small tweaks, we can take our pothos from good to great. We can really bring out the beauty of an Epipremnum and perfect our pothos. I hope these tips were helpful for you. I'm Paula Palma, and thanks for listening.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.